Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Yvette. I believe one of the greatest gifts we give ourselves and those we love is the beauty of our own wholeness. When we focus on the inner work of our soul, the outer world will transform. I am honored to be on this sacred and transformative journey with you. Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. Today we are speaking on I Skipped the Chapter of Me. You know, sometimes in life, words can become so popular, especially with social media, that they can become trivialized. And one of those words that is all the buzz right now is self-care, self-care, self-care. Everywhere you look, people are speaking about self-care. And yet self-care is not something that is a luxury. It is a tool of survival. So on today's episode, I Skipped the Chapter of Me. We are going to give you some tools to learn how to put yourself first and to be reintroduced to your core value. Welcome to Worthy Radio. Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I am your host, Shannon Yvette. And on today, our quote is from one of my dear friends. Actually, it's a real live quote from a heated conversation that we were having in our sisterhood. And our dear friend Dion, Dr. Dion, said, "It's not about them, it's about you. You don't know how to value you until you learn how to value you. You are doomed to repeat the past." And that was a profound word that came right in a moment that it was needed to be said in a direct way. And it broke some chains that were happening in that moment in our sisterhood circle. And I wrote it in my journal, value yourself in all things. And that is really the work of Worthy, to learn how to have an accurate view of ourselves as reflected through the eyes of our Creator. So the beautiful thing about self-care is that it is not selfish. It is a tool of survival. And actually, the title of this message, I Skipped the Chapter of Me, comes from one of my favorite shows, Queer Eye. They were working with a school teacher who had devoted her life to the school. She was a workaholic. She was there around the clock, and she never really took time for herself. And so when she was speaking about her journey, she said, "You know, I come from a generation where we thought doing things for yourself was selfish." And she said, "I skipped the chapter of me." And I thought that was so profound. I skipped the chapter of me. And so many of us are in roles and we are in circumstances and situations where we are required to serve the needs of other people, whether we're moms or fathers or leaders or business owners. We can become so enmeshed and caught up in the external act of giving that we neglect the internal journey of taking care of ourselves and making time for our own soul's development and nurturing. So because self-care has become such a buzzword, I mean, really to the point to where like I want to scream. I was actually at an event a couple of weeks ago, and everywhere I sat, it was just like the women were like, "Yeah, and you know, my self-care and my self-care and my self-care." And I was like, "Oh no, it's becoming trendy." And when things become trendy, they can be downplayed, they can be trivialized. And yet this is such an important and potent spiritual subject, because neglecting the care of self is really going against one of the core principles that we're called to in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. "Or do you not know that your body is a temple? Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Honor God through the way you treat that vessel." And so one of the greatest gifts that we can give God is a surrendered yes to caring for these temples, which includes rest, it includes exercise. For us as a community, it includes periods of periodic fasting, it includes slowing down, it includes taking Sabbath time, it includes retreat, it includes everything that allows you to make sure that the most important vehicle in this life, the vehicle that has to get you everywhere, is well kept. But unworthiness won't let you rest, will it? Unworthiness does not let you rest, because unworthiness feels like unless you are doing something, striving, performing, working, that you are not even worthy of taking up space. You know, we live in a society that has really glorified busy. And sometimes when I see people constantly hustling and constantly toiling and constantly striving, I wonder if they are driven or if they are called. Because when you are driven, you are always taking your core question to the world. You are saying to the world, am I enough? Can you validate me? Can you like me? And so a part of our esteem is coming from social constructs instead of the validation of our soul from the inside out. When you are driven, it's never enough. When you are called, you understand that you are a steward of this gift. And the life that you are walking out is one that is surrendered to a higher purpose. And a part of God's nature is rest. As a matter of fact, if you believe in scripture, Jesus became our rest. And so if we're toiling and striving and overwhelmed and overworked and overcommitted, we can best believe that we are misaligned with the flow of God. You know, God says, look at the flowers, look at the birds, look at the trees. Is anything striving to be what it is? But we do. And if we cannot slow down and take care of ourselves, then we are mishonoring. I don't know if that's a word. We are dishonoring. There we go. We are dishonoring the very nature of how we're designed. When you value something, you don't overuse it. When you value something, you don't abuse it. When you value something, you don't let it become worn out. You take time to allow it to replenish, to be restored, to rest. One of the reasons that we journey, we're actually journeying this week to Sedona for our sixth retreat. And if you guys hold on to the end of this broadcast, I'm going to share with you how to actually join us for our final Sedona voyage. We're making our final trip there as a sisterhood in October, and I don't want you to miss it. It's our seventh retreat and our final retreat that we will hold in Sedona, magical Sedona, so you don't want to miss that. But one of the reasons we retreat is because we care about ourselves. We care about ourselves. We believe we're worth that, right? We believe we are worth leaving our comfort zone and going somewhere to be replenished by God, to be expanded in the spirit, so that when we come back home, we can do our sacred work with more focus, with more discipline, with more intention. We don't have anything to prove to anybody when we believe in our worth. We don't have to overexplain or apologize for taking time out for ourselves. When we slow down, we get there faster. When we sit in silence and solitude, we receive the answers that our souls are seeking. Everything that you are seeking is already seeking you. The love you seek, the wisdom you seek, the purpose you seek, it is seeking you. And so the beautiful thing about this journey is that when you do slow down, you allow things to catch up with you. When you do carve out time every single day for a daily spiritual practice, we believe in a daily spiritual practice. When you are able to sit with the beauty of your own soul, when you're able to get a cup of tea and look out your window and just reflect, not with Instagram on, not with the TV or Netflix, you know, blaring in the background, not with noise, but when you are able to discipline yourself to sit in the beauty of your own comfort, to sit with your soul and say, how you doing? What do you need? What have you learned this week? When you can sit in that space and be with you, that is such a powerful gift, not only to give to yourself, but if you are a parent, to show your children how to be at ease with themselves. My boys love their solitude and silent time because I've trained them to enjoy the beauty and the significance of their own company. We are a culture that is driven to distraction, distractions, you know, and they scream so loud. And yet destiny and the instructions of destiny are quiet and they're subtle. And if we don't learn how to sit and receive these things, we can end up being misaligned. over striving and over efforting and toiling, when really, if we were aligned at the right place at the right time, things would come with a little bit more ease. I believe in the anointing of ease. I know that there's a struggle, and I know that sometimes we face resistance. However, there is such a thing as aligning yourself so much with the time and flow of God that things just line up. They just come into right alignment. So taking care of yourself is beyond physical, but of course it's physical too. When we don't exercise, when we don't drink water, when we don't move this stagnant energy through our body, when we don't get up early enough to make time for us before we go give it to everybody else, we can become resentful. The reason I give the first moments of the day to myself and God is because I want to know my assignment. I want to wait on God and hear, okay, what are you speaking to me for today? What do I do? Where do I go? What do I say? If Jesus had to do that, we do too, right? If Jesus had to get up and spend his time, we do too. I look at the life of somebody like Gandhi. And Gandhi was a man who spent hours and hours a day in quiet meditation. He was a man who spent much of his life fasted, and yet this little 90-pound man took over this revolution and brought down an entire British government because he was in power and they were in force. There's a book by Dr. David Hawkins called Power Versus Force. And when we are striving and toiling and chasing and overworking, we are in force. That's force. But when we are aligned and we're quiet and we're in our wisdom and we understand and we're sensitive to the spirit, we are in power. And so no matter what it looks like, the tortoise will always beat the hare, right? Because the hare will be worn out. The rabbit's going to be tired from moving so fast. And the one who is deliberate and consistent and aligned will get there faster. So slowing down, taking care of yourself, being aligned with the flow of God, being consistent in the way you view and value yourself is so important. And self-care is saying, I matter. Self-care is saying there is something here of value that's worthy of protecting and taking care of. It's holy to rest. It's holy to keep a Sabbath day. And it's also beautiful to know that God's got me. See, unworthiness will make you think if you stop that the world will fall apart. That's that ego. Oh, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? If I don't, you know, help out, who's going to help out? And really, the world will keep going without us. And yet, if we are not careful, you know, sometimes care takers die before the person that they're caring for. My mother was real gangster about it. She used to just say, y'all ain't killing me, right? You guys are not going to kill me. And so when we overextend and we overgive and we don't take time to fill up our cup, we really are depleted in our ability to stand in our truth. So when is the last time you sat with your soul? When is the last time you took time for you? When is the last time you went back to this chapter, to this story of life and said, let me add the chapter of me. Let me add the chapter of me. And one of the most beautiful ways that we can do that is through the art of spiritual practice, right? Through intermittent times of fasting and prayer, through times of retreat, through times of solitude, through times of silence. This world is coming after your focus, your energy, your purpose, your identity. And so to neglect the spiritual arts is really to forfeit some of your power over to a world that is not conscious and over to a world that does not really care about your well-being. And so I want to encourage you to take time for you. And one of the ways that I want to encourage you to do that before I give you our soul work for this, for today, is to journey with us on retreat. We have our 7th retreat coming up in Sedona, and this is the number of divine completion. It is the last weekend in October, October 25th through the 27th. All of our retreats sell out. They always always hit capacity. And because this is our last one as a sisterhood, it's called Women Who Move Mountains. Women Who've Moved Mountains. That is the theme of this retreat. We are going to go and move every mountain of resistance, every mountain of unworthiness, every mountain of old trauma. Within this 3 days, you will expand 30 years in your consciousness. You will take a quantum leap into the glory that God has already predestined for you. And I am speaking to people. My team is speaking to people. Actually this week and next week to get you set up for this retreat in October. So we want you to take a step of action right now. Take a step of action. If you've been saying, I'll join them one time in Sedona, I'll go next year, this is it. Because with next year, we're moving more into our Worthy Conference, which is co-ed. This is our final sisterhood retreat where there are only women. And we even kind of try to figure out, should we have men come to this one or not? But we want to complete it with the sisterhood. If you need a new tribe of women who are anointed and successful and powerful, we draw a good and amazing crowd to this retreat, to all of our retreats. It's just a different level of woman who comes to these retreats, successful women, visionary women, women who will empower you and encourage you. And so Women Who Move Mountains is the last weekend in October. And in order to get on the waiting list for this retreat and to be interviewed for this retreat, all you have to do is email us hello@ShannonYvette.com. I want to move these mountains, or, you know, I want to join you guys in Sedona. We will send you a link to my private intake calendar. I like to speak to everybody who is journeying to Sedona with us. This is our most affordable retreat. We brought back our 2016 prices because we want to get as many people in as we can as possible. And when we speak over the phone, we'll get it worked out to where you can join us. If you believe you're worthy of the investment, so do we. So again, email us hello@ShannonYvette.com and we will get you in for this October retreat. You'll hear me talking about it because I do not want anybody to miss out on Sedona. And I want you to know you are valuable and worthy of not just investing in your job and not just investing in everything around you, but investing in your soul and in the quality of your well-being, because that will shift everything in your life. So our soul work for this week is to carve out some time for Sabbath rest. I want you to carve out some time for Sabbath rest and give yourself permission to pause. Give yourself permission to pause. So carve out 20 minutes in the morning, carve out 20 minutes in the evening, whatever works for you. Carve out an hour in the middle of the day, turn off the radio, just go sit outside, look at the trees, sit in the grass, do something to get reacquainted with the wisdom and beauty of your own soul and the way the Holy Spirit flows through you. So again, your soul work is to carve out a daily time to sit with you and give yourself permission to pause. Turn on your timer on your phone and just pause. So I'm so grateful that you guys joined us on today. I'm so looking forward to seeing you in Sedona. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Worthy Radio. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me today on Worthy Radio. Please feel free to visit us online at ShannonYvette.com. My prayer is that you continue to come up higher in personal worthiness and intimacy with God in order to flourish in life and flourish in love.